Welcome to Awakening with Dr. Jenny. I'm your host, Dr. Jenny. On today's episode, I bring up the question whether or not there are multiple ways for a manifestation process. And I also begin to talk a little bit about seeing behind the veil of the manifestation through the mind and questioning whether, especially as women in the United States, if we're manifesting things by ourselves. And I think that as the world becomes more and more collaborative and we begin to learn more and more through our travels about the energy, different energies on the planet, we have to sit and really think about whether or not it is the mind-based work alone that's helping us manifest 10K months, six houses, whatever's going on, especially if you're coming from a corporate environment where you have access to certain kinds of people, and if you're in an environment where you have access to people who naturally hold the feminine energy. And the people who hold the feminine energy tend to be much more creative. But the real awakening in this whole process is that many of the people who have first held this feminine energy and this current cycle are actually men. And I think the point of this podcast is to begin to open up and have a conversation about whether or not the masculine energy in women is actually manifesting amazing things because the feminine energy in men is actually making it happen. So I hope you enjoy this episode. I hope what it does is open you up to, instead of looking for a formula for manifestation, I hope it opens you up to questioning what your true path is as an individual and opening up and questioning whether or not you're truly doing it on your own or if there is a collaborative effort that you may not see, sense, or feel happening behind the scenes that's coming from your community, that's coming from your new connection to the universe or the divine or God, that's coming from elsewhere. And I think that if we can be open and honest about the process and open things up beyond just thinking that we need to mentally reprogram ourselves, I think that the world could be a far more magical place. I hope you enjoy this episode. Hello, hello, hello. This is Dr. Jenny and welcome to today's episode. Today, I'm going to be talking about more of the divine feminine manifestation process that I have learned over the past few years. And it's been quite the shock. I think when you are raised in the United States and you tend to be pretty intuitive and you've been on the land that really seeks to increase your intuitive and psychic skills, this whole idea of the feminine energy becomes a really foreign concept, and it is a massive learning process. And I think it's also something that's coming in the future for many people, of learning that there will be times in our life where we might be manifesting things through the mind. So as, you know, a licensed psychologist with a neuropsych background, where I have worked and trained with some great people in the field, I did a lot of my clinical training in my 20s in New York City, which is one of the best cities to see all kinds of things. I have traveled the world as a psychologist. I have done psychological testing. I have done a lot of things related to the mind. And then I've also increased my intuitive skills and gone through the idea of, you know, manifesting through the mind and law of attraction and all that kind of stuff. And I have to say that in my experimentation and my personal process, that it's been helpful to learn how to manage things with the mind and to begin to open up to the idea of neuroscience and, you know, healing attachment styles and attachment wounds and things like that. But that was work that I did a long time ago, and that was the work I did with clients probably over a decade ago. So if you've been following what's going on in Western cultures, or if you've done any travel and realized that there's just some lots of different energies all over the world trying to break through right now, you'll know that in 2011, 2012, there was a shift. And it was the start of many of our healing journeys in the United States. It was definitely a shift in the spiritual energy. And now we're, you know, many of us are starting or have been doing a lot of work of working with the mind, trying to reprogram the subconscious, going to therapy, doing mind-based work. And in the United States, this is definitely something that can be, you know, really helpful. Psychology comes from Europe, so it's in alignment with our European ancestry. And I think we're just used to trying to talk things through and trying to work things through the mind. But I have to be honest, the past 7 years of my healing journey, 7 years, I'll say it again, 7 years of my healing journey, where I was really forced to dive into the wisdom and the secrets of the intuitive, learn yoga, learn womb healing, interact with Magdalene priestesses, go the full array of exploration into understanding that there's not just one way to manifest, and that the blocks that can be interfering with your finances, your career, your love life, any of those things may not just be mental. And that's the lesson that's coming. And that's something that I talk to my clients a lot about. And I think what I'm seeing that's actually causing frustration for me, and I'm just going to be very open and honest about my emotions, is that the people who seem to be really thriving right now are people who have worked in a corporate environment, maybe a creative environment like advertising, who are manifesting money and houses and a lifestyle of 10K months plus early on in their lives, and they're thriving. And there's nothing wrong with that. But there is a realization and understanding that comes with why is that happening? And it's not just because you're manifesting it with your own mind. The mental work is an example of doing the masculine energy work, right? So if you are, you know, energetically at that phase of life where you're working with the masculine energy, you're building your business, you are, you know, in your 20s and 30s, you are more likely in the United States to be connected to the masculine energy. But the masculine energy is always supported by the feminine energy of the planet. Where does the feminine energy reside? It resides with the artists, the musicians, the creative people, the yogis, and other aspects of energy on this planet that knows how to just be, how to flow, and how to energetically unblock things and to get the masculine energy to manifest the systems and structures in place so that life works. So in other words, in the United States, we're very individual. It is part of our culture. It's part of the reason why many of our ancestors went to the United States. And we don't realize we're actually working in collaboration with a different energy on the planet. And in order to have that level of success in the United States, that success comes from feminine energy in other parts of the world. There is a mirroring effect. And that is, you know, with all my travels over the like 10 plus years where I've gone over to 40 countries as a single woman, and I've definitely most recently been in cultures that have a higher level understanding of the masculine and feminine energy collaborating together, not just in a romantic relationship, right? I think that that's the point of this podcast, is that I want you to start thinking about this energies outside of a romantic relationship and start thinking about why things are not working in your life. And I see far too many women in the healthcare industries in the United States who are completely capable intellectually to do the mental manifestation process. But because we are transitioning and trying to find more balance in the world with the feminine energy, the healthcare professions are not in alignment with what the creative energy of the planet actually desires. Right. So when you are working in corporate and you are in advertising or you're in tech, even in technology, you are probably in a little bit more in alignment with the creative energy of the planet. However, in the healthcare professions, we are here to take care of people. We are the feminine energy, and yet we're stuck in masculine energy states and trying to figure it all out with our mind, and we don't have enough support. And I think the change that's going to come over the next decade or so is that it's going to be rebalanced, and we're going to be rebalancing it through doing our ancestral healing work. That's doing the work that many of the ancient yogis and the divine feminine wisdom traditions know about is probably going to be the only way for some people to truly unblock the financial blocks and the things that are standing in their way when we are destined to be in professions that are not inherently connected to the creative energy of the planet. It's a different energy. The healthcare fields are not necessarily here to create, but they're here to nurture. And the nurturing is a feminine energy that needs more support. So I think that the point of this short podcast is also to begin to encourage you to question what we've learned about the manifestation process, because it's much easier to manifest when you are living on land that is helping you raise your energetic vibration and to open up your intuitive and psychic skills. And you are committed to doing your affirmation work and reprogramming your mind. My experience, however, as a woman that has always lived in this other world, this other feminine world, is that I actually manifested things at a faster rate in my 20s when I was a complete hot mess mentally. I'm going to say that again. I manifested things at a higher rate and things I loved and desired in my 20s prior to doing any mental work with related to my anxiety. And I was a mental hot mess during that time. Right? So if we keep teaching that there's only one way to manifest things, and that is through the mind and through reprogramming your mind and affirmations and all this kind of stuff, and it's not working, then there's a problem. Because if that was the only thing that we needed to do, then the entire world would be functioning in a different way. So I just want you to sit with that for a moment, for you to question whether or not manifestation is working for you. Because if it's not working, you may have a different path to follow. You may have a path that's a little bit more in alignment with feminine energy or creative energy, or that's in yoga language, we could talk about as Shakti energy, is very womb-based energy. And no one has really been talking about it. We talk about this energy as it pertains to healing, but we're not talking about it as it pertains to necessarily a different avenue of the manifestation process. And I think that, as we start another round of Mercury retrograde, where we're really supposed to sit and, reflect on what's going on or the opportunities that came to us maybe 6 months ago and begin to decide what is in alignment with who we really are, is to begin to sit and question this split that we have between the way the masculine energy does things in the mind and the way the feminine energy does things in the body. And to begin to think about, okay, like how are we going to bring these energies back together on this planet? How are we going to do that so we can all thrive? Because I'm sitting in a culture right now, I might listen to my US-based podcasts that talk about manifestation or listen to people who have built businesses around manifestation, but really do their business in Western cultures. And I look around in the culture that I'm at right now, knowing that that is not the way that they manifest things here. And knowing that the social dynamics and the energy between men and women operate very differently than they do in the United States or other Western cultures. and we don't necessarily have room to discuss that. On top of it, you know, spirituality, and I, you know, will say that I'm spiritual, not religious, but I have had training in religion, and have thought about, you know, living a more religious life at some point in my life when I was younger. There isn't a lot of room to, you know, begin the process of bringing in the other half of the world that tends to be more religious. So I find that clients, especially my clients that are in the healthcare industries, we're feeling stuck. We're feeling stuck because we don't feel like we're getting necessarily the prosperity or the support to transition into a much more spiritual way of helping people, right? So right now in the mental health field, we've definitely increased the ability to help therapists to do the mental work. But those of us who've gone through a spiritual awakening experience, and if you're listening to this podcast and you've gone this far, you're probably one of those people who are heading into your 40s and you've had an awakening experience and you've had a transformation process and there you know something different is coming and you're being prepared. And I think a lot of educated people in the United States have gone through this process. I think it's happened to a lot of people who have doctorates or higher levels of education for a reason. Because I think there's just a lot to learn about different ways of healing and different ways of manifesting things. So this is the invitation for all of you to begin to run your own experiments, to really think through whether it is the mind that you need to be working with, whether it is the body you need to begin to explore, or whether it is truly the connection between the two that's becoming the problem. And the connection between the two is located in the throat chakra area. And when we talk about moving energy up in yoga or moving energy down in yoga, we've often, especially as women, have lost our voices because of trauma in this lifetime or in previous lifetimes, if you believe in that. And the healing process is about restoring that voice, restoring the ability to speak up for yourself, restoring the boundaries, restoring your desires. And that is where we get stuck, right? So we can be, I've lived this when I was really young, highly psychic, but also highly emotionally avoidant of doing real trauma work. So we stay and basically on another planet and we never come down into the heart space. Right? Or we can be all heart and all Shakti and never and use the feminine energy to avoid doing any trauma work and never coming up to a higher level of wisdom. It is not a mistake that on this planet that the throat chakra is located in the Middle East, and we know what's going on all over that region. Throat chakra is related to Egypt. And without the healing of the voice and without the healing of the creativity and without the healing there, it becomes very difficult to connect the mind and the body together. And so some of us are manifesting things because we come from a particular European lineage where we're used to working with the mind and we're like, great, I'm manifesting all the money I want, I'm manifesting a job I want, I'm manifesting love I want. I don't need to do anything else. And I think it's good to be in those spaces and to love your life. But I do think that as we, you know, approach 2024, we're thinking about trying to be more humanitarian. There needs to be an opening up and understanding that that is not the process for everyone on the planet. And there are very few of us who've lived on both sides of that. And I have to say that it is much easier to grow up in a culture, a masculine energy culture, where you've been activated by the psychic energy of the land and to learn to manifest through the mind, whether it's positive manifestation or negative manifestation through your emotions, to do that work mentally. It is much easier to do that. The process that I have gone through over the past 7 years of trying to get into my body, get back into my heart, do that work is incredibly, incredibly challenging. And so I think there needs to be a higher level of respect for those people who embody the feminine energy and manifest in different ways. My first exposure to this, and this was a download that's come to me through my healing process, is that I was able to also manifest the things that I wanted in my 20s because I was energetically connected to men in my family who embodied this feminine energy. And I think the biggest mistake that I see my female clients make, especially my young female clients make, is that not recognizing that the feminine energy has been in some men's bodies for quite some time and that it needs to be respected, right? And sometimes we don't respect it because that energy gets used and abused and manipulated either sexually or through addictions. And so we just look at it as a hot mess and we don't want anything to do it. And we go back to our minds. And that happens a lot in the United States. So we look at, you know, people who have a lot of sexual energy, that's feminine energy in the United States in a man's body, and think, you know, and just go really negative with it rather than providing some kind of support for that energy to begin to manifest really wonderful things for everyone in the community. So we have a lot of negative stuff that, yes, that needs to be worked out, but it's also because we don't have an education that there's more than one way of doing this process. And the energies can be very, very imbalanced in individuals' bodies, but they're also very imbalanced on the planet. And we were working towards finding a little bit more of that balance. And then, you know, we're going through another period of purging and going through a horrible period of war in parts of the world that really are responsible for the understanding of feminine energy, a little, you know, understanding of, you know, religion, which needs to be healed for many people. Or the relationship to it needs to be healed. And we're having a meltdown right now because everything is out of balance. So if you're sitting here thinking and you're listening to podcasts and you're wondering why things aren't working, I'm going to invite you to start to sit and be either in meditation or maybe just go for a walk and begin to contemplate whether or not that's your path. Because there may have been an invitation in the past few years for you to explore your body. And that might be an invitation for you to begin to understand a little bit more of the feminine wisdom that's on this planet that is kept in cultures that are not necessarily related to our European ancestry in the United States. It may come from other cultures, which makes, you know, countries that are very diverse really wonderful, because then you have access to experience all kinds of energy and your friendship groups and interactions with other people. But because we've also been so isolated and we're doing healing work and we're not moving and operating necessarily in the same ways anymore, because we are trying to get through a very difficult process. Individually, we may not be having as much contact with other people as we did. And that's also something to sit and contemplate if the things that you're trying to manifest are not manifesting. And so I hope that the idea of questioning things feels good to you, because there's more than one way of doing things. And I certainly have lived the life of being in the mind and being overly intellectual and continue. I mean, it's part of who I am. But the past 7 years has taught me in a very humbling way that there's more than one path. And certainly growing up, now understanding that my connection to a family member whose life purpose was to use the feminine energy in such a way to bring consciousness, higher level of consciousness through art to the planet, was the reason why I could be in my masculine energy and thrive. I wasn't doing it alone. And that, I think, is the leap forward to understanding that many of us, even if you are manifesting through the mind and you are walking your path alone and you're meditating and doing all those things, energetically, you're likely not doing it alone, that there's an energy that's supporting you. And so in turn, that energy also needs to begin to support the feminine energy that's trying to nurture and heal people on this planet, either through the medical profession, the psychology profession, any of the healing arts, the wellness people need to also be supported to provide that nurturance and that relational support to other people. It's supposed to go both ways. And I think that my critique of the mainstream manifestation processes is that there's not a whole lot of consciousness about the return of that energy to professionals who do this more feminine relational work. And certainly that's probably changing now. But when I think about that time when the energy shifted in 2011, 2012, and the spiritual energy really started shaking things up and forcing us to do healing work, I absolutely did not have much support in my profession to step outside the box to do any healing work. Even though transpersonal psychology is supported and started by founders of the psychedelics movement, as a psychologist who had this wisdom of the feminine before she even knew that that was a thing, there was no support. And there continues to be a lack of support for anything that's not 110% in the masculine energy, which be traditional neuroscience, traditional CBT, traditional psychotherapy, traditional modalities. And I think that damages those of us in helping professions who have very old souls, who know how to do this healing work, who are trying to remember how to do this work in a much more creative way, who are trying to remember their energetic gifts. It's hurting. It's hurting many women who and men who could be earning way more money and thriving, but we're all stuck in a system that really is using the masculine energy to try to return to the times where we think there's only one way. And I have to say that that's completely out of alignment with the original foundation of the field of psychology, which comes from both philosophy and experimental psychology, that was just really interested in how the human mind and body worked. Traditional psychology comes from experimentation, and they experimented with the senses and the sensations of the body first. There was a lot of understanding of trying to figure out how the mind contributed to the sensations in the body and vice versa. That is truly the foundation of the European-based psychological profession. And we have steered way, 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 way beyond and away from those traditions in an attempt to align with a medical model that has zero interest in the feminine energy or zero interest in understanding things from an energetic perspective. So I think it is important to know that, you know, energy medicine and energy psychology exists as its own psychological field. It's been studied scientifically. It now exists as a profession. I think it's important to understand and know that there is ancient wisdom and ancient cultures that's ready to be brought to the forefront, especially coming from the Middle East, that has not been fully explored, because they are very much interested in our masculine energy of how we manifest through the mind, because they need the balance, right? So some ancient traditions and indigenous practices and gifts that are needed to do the healing work of basic things like anxiety and unblocking and things like that are going to be discovered through the physical body and not necessarily the mind. I think that this is just a good time of year to sit and reflect about what is working, what is not working, and to get into alignment with the idea that the feminine really does manifest through her emotions. So I know I've been struggling a little bit more with my manifestation process because my emotions have settled. They have settled so much that it's actually harder to access them, and I'm needing to work harder in my movement and yoga practices to find the emotions again. And it was the emotions that helped me manifest in my 20s, and I did not realize that that was what was creating the success or the alignment. I thought I just had serious trauma and anxiety issues, which I did and have worked on, but it was the energy of the emotions inside my body that made things possible, that made dating easier, that made getting into the internship what I wanted easier. And there was, you know, definitely a need to go through a healing process because I didn't understand the power of my emotions. So I was doing a lot of negative manifestation through my emotions. And now I'm in a more balanced place. But because the energy of emotions is part of a feminine manifestation process, it's now actually gotten a little bit harder to manifest the bigger things that I need to manifest. And my mind is capable of manifesting the smaller things right now. And I think that's just a reality of the healing journey that needs to be discussed, because we have this idea in Western culture that emotions are bad, and emotions are not bad. Emotions are part of a feminine energy manifestation process that needs to be respected and supported in ways so that it works and helps people, instead of us thinking that emotions are just bad and we need to reprogram the mind all the time. I think that my experience going through subconscious reprogramming and things like that has been helpful, but understanding how energy works between people, between souls, between relationships, has been far more powerful in terms of understanding why things were working for me when I was younger and understanding why they may not be working right now. And that is something that I think is worth a Mercury retrograde revise, review, and reflect moments of go back in time and think about what was working. Go back in time and think about your emotions. Come back to the work you've done now where you're feeling more balanced in the body, but ask yourself, are you manifesting the really big things in your life that you want? Yes or no? Begin to go back and contemplate your human design chart. Go back and contemplate the work that you were doing prior to the pandemic. Are you acting in alignment with who you really are? Yes or no? Go back to, if you've had shamanism training, and go back to your training and begin to think about what have you learned from the feminine process. Go back and think about your therapy work. Is it actually working for you? Or do you need to acknowledge it's a relationship that's helping to correct other things in your life, but that is not necessarily the way that you're going to manifest the new love that you want, or the new home that you want, or the new, you know, luxury you want, or the things or the material things that you need or love or desire for your life. I would also sit and think about, what does spirituality mean for you? And to think about who you really are, because some of us, especially the next generation, are heading towards a very spiritual path, but not all of us are supposed to be on that path. Many of us, especially if you're a Taurus, are supposed to be on the material plane, making things happen on the material plane, learning to love money, learning to love building homes, learning to love all that kind of stuff. Creating the system and the boundary and the structure, that masculine energy, so the next generation can be in this feminine energy and help us create new things and new ways of building a new world. So there's a lot of work that can be done, but it comes back to beginning to understand that there is not just one way of doing things, and if we get stuck in the mind only, we don't acknowledge and respect the other energy on this planet, and she wants to create a new world, and she wants to be respected, and she wants relationships, and she wants intimacy, and she wants sex, and she wants life to be easy. That energy needs to be respected now. So I'm interested in hearing from you through, in your sessions or through an email or a voice note of what you think is your path and what you think is helpful and what you think is coming, because I think that as we enter 2024, the individualization of this energy is meant for us to be collaborating, because we're all going to be on different paths discovering different things, and we're going to need to share those discoveries with each other, and hopefully we can share it in a way that helps each other manifest the things that we actually really desire for our core stability, but also because I will never give up on the concept of love and relationships and intimacy as being one of the reasons why we are humans on this planet. We are here to connect relationally. That is a feminine principle. And it's not just about self-love. I think that whole idea from the healing world, which will probably be a separate podcast episode, I think has done damage to a lot of people who really are here to manifest in a different way, who will thrive with the energetics of connection and relationships once they understand what that energy really is all about. So I hope you enjoyed this mini episode. And as always, feel free to ask questions and to state your opinion so that we can begin to open up the space and the process of understanding what manifestation is without just thinking that it's the mental work that we're all used to, because psychology is so popular in Western culture, and begin to open up that there's many, many different ways to make things happen on this planet. If you would like some more information, please visit our website at www.drjenniferbrodes.com or reach out to Dr. Jenny on Instagram at her handle at Jennifer B. Rhodes, or feel free to send her an email at drjenny@drjenniferbrodes.com. If you have any suggestions for future episodes or have any questions about the information you heard in this episode, please do not hesitate to reach out. If you like what you hear, please subscribe to your favorite podcast platform and leave us a review. And if there's anything else that you need, please don't hesitate to reach out. Please also remember that the information in this podcast is for informational use only. Please go ahead and consult your medical team or any other advisors that you have regarding any questions about your mental health or anything that may have been triggered during this episode. I hope you have a wonderful day, and we'll look forward to connecting with you soon.